10 past 8, Lisa Pereira is here again with It Says in the Papers.
My bid for the Aras is over. That's the headline on the front of the Herald, quoting Bertie Ahern, who announced late last night that he was abandoning any attempt to run for the presidency. In a recorded message, the former Taoiseach said Micheál Martin was anti-me and that without the backing of the Fianna Fáil leadership, there was no chance of winning the presidency. I can do sweet nothing, he said. He ruled out running as an independent, saying he had too much respect for the party. For the second day in a row, the Irish Daily Mirror reports on Conor McGregor's bid for the presidency. McGregor begs for a dig out is the headline beside a photo of the fighter dressed in a cream pinstriped suit outside Leinster House. There, in a video which the paper describes as cringe and embarrassing, he urged people to message county councillors in a desperate attempt to get his name on the ballot paper. Yesterday, the Mirror reported that, contrary to McGregor's claim that he had the support of councils, TDs and senators, none of the 31 councils said they had given him a nomination. Hoteliers are robbing people up to their eyeballs. That's a quote from Sports Minister Patrick O'Donovan, carried on the front page of the Irish Independent. In what the paper called an extraordinary attack on the industry, the Fine Gael TD suggested hotels are routinely fleecing people attending big concerts and events, and he warned that a hospitality VAT cut promised in the budget is not guaranteed. The delivery of thousands of homes in the Dublin area is at risk because of a serial objector. That's according to the front page of the Irish Daily Mail. Jamie McCarron reports that a judicial review lodged by Peter Sweetman against the Greater Dublin Drainage Project for North Dublin and parts of Meath and Kildare threatens to prevent wastewater treatment for 500,000 people. The Mail says Peter Sweetman has previously objected to dozens of projects, including wind farms, sawmills, forestry licences and the Carb gas pipeline. The Independent carries a story about a Pakistani doctor who ended up comforting a man who just carried out a racist attack on him. Dr. Asif Iqbal was on his way to University Hospital Limerick on Sunday when he was assaulted by a man who punched him in the back and told him to go back home. When security guards at the hospital intervened and asked the man why he was attacking a doctor, he started to sob and said, "Sorry, man." Dr. Iqbal went to his aid and, seeing that he was cold, gave him his jacket. He told the Independent, "I'm a doctor. I can't see someone in such distress and not try to comfort them." Friends Reunited is a headline on the front of the Irish News. It's above a photo of First Minister Michelle O'Neill and Deputy First Minister Emma Little-Pengelly at their first joint news conference since June. In an opinion piece, political correspondent John Manley said the pair looked refreshed and reinvigorated, and while it wasn't quite on the scale of a Simon and Garfunkel reunion, the sight of the First and Deputy First Ministers back together again after a prolonged absence was welcome. They answered questions about recent racist and sectarian attacks in Belfast and elsewhere. The Irish Sun has an editorial about the latest development in the Enoch Burke saga. Headlined "A Sorry Situation," the paper writes about yesterday's court case in which Burke was ordered to pay €225,000 in fines for breaching an order to stop turning up at Wilson's Hospital School in Westmeath. The Irish Daily Star also covers the case, saying Burke told the paper last week that he was now totally broke. The Sun says the Enoch Burke situation continues to be one big mess that no one appears to know how to resolve.